Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to another edition of The Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Dre.
Just over here purring like a kitty.
Purring like... And I'm already starting. You had to start with that, didn't you? And also joining me in the studio, special guest, Alan Smith of Comedy and Caffeine.
Comedy and Caffeine?
Yes.
Oh, that you just described me.
Yes. Well, odd enough. So let me take care of a little business here first. So what we do every week on The Drift is go through the news of the week that we put on The Daily Drift. And normally it's politically related, though I did have a video this week of the biggest shark they've ever seen, great white, on video. It's huge.
Wow.
You got to go to the website and see it, www.thedailydrift.com. It's a huge, huge great white. It's like something out of a movie. It's freakish.
Was it swimming around the Chernobyl
like
area?
Carcharias carcharodon. It's giant, you know. It's like right out of Jurassic Park or something.
It probably wandered into like the Arctic area where the Russians and the former Soviets, you know, were always dumping the radioactive waste, so it just grew.
Or where one of their subs sunk and dumped its, spewed its atomic energy all over the place. Well, anyways, so I'm not even going to get to this. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current. Go to Current Online, CourantOnline.com. And if you want to get into the July edition of The Current, you should try to. Call me, 734-629-6010, and get into the July edition. It's a great edition. It's the July, 4th of July edition. Independence Day edition. So get hold of me and grow your business with The Current. Now, whew, that was a mouthful. What the heck? So, Al, this is how we roll normally. There's no set pattern here. Sometimes it just flies like this. So, Al, talk to us about Comedy and Caffeine.
Okay. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Gary. Probably should explain the name. When we started doing comedy, well, I'm a promoter by trade, and people come to me for entertainment. And when they found out that my son was a comic, that started, hey, can you get a comic for our party and stuff like that. And about 2.5 years ago, I was on a dare that I could bring a comedy show to Wetmore Lake. You know, because the synopsis was, or the feeling was, no one will come to Wetmore Lake. So for 14 months, we did do it at a coffee house. And the feedback I got from the comedians especially was, it was like going back to the roots, like in Greenwich Village. Small, intimate, you know, coffee house crowd. You weren't babysitting drunks, which sometimes it happens at bigger places, or especially after casinos. So the concept, we got some people really excited. And that is a project that really has never gotten fully grown, is taking little comedies to coffee houses. Now, where we're going here now, I always knew we needed to get more dinner, probably even a bar, to make it really successful. And by the grace of God, some things happened at the bowling alley, change of ownership. Tanya and John let me come in. And all of a sudden, now I'm doing Coffee and Caffeine with a bar and a full dinner menu.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. So we were just kind of, we're still kind of in limbo. We are, the name of that show particularly is probably going to turn out to be like Comedy and Characters in the Zone.
And comedy and bowling.
Yeah.
Comedy in the alley.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, but the lounge is called The Zone. But once they get around to getting a logo and everything, we'll incorporate that.
Bowling alleys are often comedy shows without.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Comics.
Absolutely.
Well, let me say. So let's get
it's like it's like Walmart with lanes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Wetmore Lanes is in Wetmore Lake, which is halfway between Ann Arbor and Brighton.
Yep.
And so it's really convenient for people in either area to get to, or coming out of Plymouth or wherever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a very nice little venue. It is. It's intimate. Thank you. Not too big. And certainly the price.
Yeah. Thank you. It's $10 right now. And yes, I've been, you know, that old adage of if you build it, they will come. It really is true. I found that out to be for musicians and especially for comedians. You put a venue, put a stage together, they're interested. The gentleman we're going to be talking to a little bit later, Kevin Zioli, he called me from Kansas City, and he wanted to know about Wetmore Lake. You know, and most of it, unfortunately, we won't hear from Dashboard Floyd today, but it was from my relationship with Dashboard, and he recommended Kevin. You know, so it's, you know, they're talking about the place, and there must be something. I don't know. There must be something good they're saying about me or Whitmer Lake or how they're getting treated, the venue. So that's really exciting.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, speaking of the devil, Kevin is on the line right now. So let's bring Kevin in and see what he's got to say. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we today?
Very good. Very good.
That's good. I'm driving around Kansas City. I'm trying to use my my traffic DJ voice. And I don't know how it's going to work out.
You got to thump your chest like this.
Yeah.
The traffic DJ voice is much different than the strip bar DJ voice. So I can do a little of both and be like, you know what? Hey, Tim, the traffic here is terrible. We got to get back to the studio as quickly as possible.
It sounds like a strip bar DJ doing the traffic.
Exactly. You know what? That's what, the strip bar DJ is a little bit different. It's like, gentlemen, put your hands together on center stage. Chlamydia, you know.
Yes.
So,
formerly known as Star.
Studio, good.
All right. So, Kevin, when Alan brought up coming to Whitmore Lake, what was your first thought? Where the heck is Whitmore Lake?
I had to look it up, and I thought, wow, it's the gateway to Brighton.
But kind of.
Where the hell's Brighton?
Or a bedroom community of Ann Arbor. I don't know.
That sounds pretty much the same. It's no Gregory, but...
thank God.
Yeah, we're the small bedroom with no closet to Ann Arbor.
It's like Gregory with pavement. It's awesome.
Yeah, well... But, you know, people in Whitmore Lake right now are probably hating me. Hey, Gary, he's always saying things.
You know, a nice little community. I've been to Whitmore Lake a couple times, actually, and done a few shows in the area over the years. So this is my 20th year performing professionally. So I'm looking forward to going back. It's a great little area, and people around that area are all pretty fantastic.
Yeah, well, cool. We're so starred for entertainment, that makes us a really good audience, too, you know.
that does help a little bit. It beats cow tipping by a long shot, so.
Yeah, so, Kevin, now this is a political talk show, as a rule. With Drake on board, we always have our share of fun, and we make, well, you know, let's face it, politics in today's world is about as funny as it gets, right?
Oh, it's not. It can't get any better. I mean, for a comedian... The fact that Hillary's running back in and she might run for the White House, if she gets in, it's fantastic because that would put Bill Clinton back in the forefront of the media. And to a comedian, that's a wet dream. You can't get any better than that guy.
Okay.
And I hope that doesn't put me on one end or the other on the opposite of your scale. But
no, not at all. I mean, well, you know, I would say as a rule, as a rule, we're conservative here. Though of late, let's be honest. After what I've seen the last 72 hours with this trade pact thing going on, and every Republican trying to throw our jobs out of the country, I'm a little amazed at what's happening. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
And I guess that would uphold the Republican format. Then they're just continuing to finish the job. I think is what they would call it.
Yeah. Well, in this case, I won't say you're wrong. You know, I, for the first time, honestly, I'm kind of been a little ashamed,
right,
to be associated with people like Paul Ryan. I had a Romney Ryan sticker on my car for like 18 months after the last election. And now I'm feeling, ugh, what did I do? You know, I it's just crazy.
Well, I think the political format, as it stands, I think it's just a potpourri of just abolishments from things. And I think it's hard to put a tag on it, but to try and stay funny, it's kind of out there. It's like you know, it's like people batting at things that they're not really sure of where if things are going. It's almost like it's a chaos, and I don't think anybody knows where things stand right now. So I hope it comes out to where we're all happy, you know, and we can all be safe and remain where we are in our country and you know, under the statutes of what it was built on. But not to be too political, because I'm not really a political comic, but, you know, it's scary as much as it, you know, the change may need to happen here soon.
Yeah, so let's go back to how you got into comedy. What drove you to get up on stage? I've always would love to do, that's out on my bucket list, to get up and do a routine, fresh, cold, you know, with something. But I don't know that I don't know that I have the guts to ever do that.
Well, you know what? I 20 years ago, I was at Art Van Furniture, and I was making people laugh on a you know, just on one-on-one basis. And I worked for them for about 9 years. Prior to that, however, I was a lead singer in a long-haired rock band. So it was very simple when they said, you know, the hardest thing is getting in front of the crowd. And I said, boy, I got that down. And that happened mishappenly because I played drums, and they said, hey, our singer quit in the middle of Detroit down there, out there. And I was like, well, I guess I got the next best voice, so I guess I'm going to have to be the singer. And that's where that happened.
So what band was that, Kevin?
You know what? If I go back, now we're talking about mid-80s because I'm an older fella. So it was mid-80s. It was, the band's name was Trinity, which you would think would have some religious aspect to it, but it was actually from the bottom of a brown paper bag. It was the Trinity Bag Company, and we were just young kids. We're like, boy, that sounds great. Let's do that.
And it was the name of one of the strippers.
And it was, yeah. That was also one of the name of the strippers. Trinity, it was a three-package deal. So,
Well, that's. I was just wondering, because Drake and I are about that same age and probably were hitting a lot of clubs. Well, not clubs. I think we just called them bars back in that in those days. But
yeah,
it might have been. Well, that. So then you've progressed now, and are you doing this full time, making a living doing it? Or are you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been doing this for about. I've been. As a matter of fact, I'm in Kansas City for my buddy Clint Boyer, who's in the NASCAR circuit, and he owns a couple of dealerships here, and I've done some things for him over the years, just fundraisers for local needs, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. But, yeah, I've been doing it full-time for about 15 years, and it's been great because I've been able to raise my daughter full-time, because that's what, you know, I kind of do, and it's been great to be home with her during the week and then traveling on the weekends.
Right. All right, well, that's awesome. I'm glad to see you. I won't be able to catch the show because I'll be out of town, but we're trying to get a nice crowd together for you on June, Al.
What? 27th.
June 27th. And that'll be at Whitmore Lanes in Whitmore Lake, which is a great place. So, Kevin, I really appreciate you calling in.
Hey, and, my pleasure. Real quickly before I go, I got time for a quick story, and that's up to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
Got to be funny.
Just take a moment. It's politically enhanced, so I think you guys would love that. And I hope we don't break the barriers of the radio station here. But there's a true story behind what happened when Hillary was running last time against Barack Obama, which I'm sure y'all may recall, in the Democratic national election. The great thing about Bill Clinton is at that particular time, Bill Clinton was traveling across country, and he was on board a plane with the Pope. The real unique thing is that they were both in the first class, front row. Flight attendant walked up to take the drink order, looked at former President Clinton, said, Mr. Clinton, can I get you something to drink? And he says, yeah, I'll have a martini. She says, okay, fine. She goes to get the martini. She brings it back. She looks at the Pope. She says, Your Eminence, Your Holiness, can I get you something to drink? And he says, excuse me, I'm a man of the cloth. I'd rather be whipped and beaten by a brazen whore than to let liquor touch these lips. In which case, Bill Clinton handed his martini back and said, I didn't know there was a choice. So
I knew that was coming.
The political front is always fun, gentlemen. Thank you guys for letting me call in. I'm looking forward to the show. You guys, everyone, come on out. We're going to have a great time. I do a lot of work with the crowd, and I love to meet new people from the stage. So bring your A-game, folks. Come on out and have a great laugh, and continue to support this wonderful radio station. So,
right. And, Kevin, do you have a website? You might as well plug yourself while you're at it. You got a website by chance?
As weird as that sounds, plugging myself, I am on Facebook. You can look me up under Comedian Kevin Zioli. It seems to be the best social media site to get things out there. So if you want to go on and sign on as a friend, as Comedian Kevin Zioli, you can also check out one of my performances from a local club there, Joey's in Livonia. And you can catch me on YouTube under pretty much the same name, Comedian Kevin Zioli. And, yeah, come on out and check me out.
Great. Awesome. Thanks so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin, this is Al. I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
You too. Take care. So, nice to have him call in.
Yeah, that was excellent. Yeah.
So Al, plug, you got the websites or anything for your show?
Yes. Well, right now the Facebook page is Comedy and Caffeine on Facebook. We also have a Lamb & Coop Production, which is my parent company. If I'm going to plug right now, I'd like to say we are doing other things, too. I want to shout out to work we've been doing at The Well, which is a non-denominational church in Brighton. We're working with young aspiring artists, giving them the tools they need to market themselves and how to promote themselves. That's work I'm doing with Bill Welsh out of BT's Guitar Shop in South Lyon. And that's ongoing. Also, because I'm an event planner, we're probably doing the biggest golf outing we've ever done, and that's for the CirrusNet networking referral group, which started in Brighton and now is like from Grand Rapids to Northville.
And I've been to a couple of those.
There's a number of chapters, yeah. So they finally decided that we're big enough. We're going to start a scholarship fund.
Right.
So that's going to be at Mount Brighton on August 28th. So, yeah, in addition to the comedy, I've got my regular business. I need a salesperson. I need help. But, there's ongoing things going on out there. And I just want to plug the music thing is still going on and at the Well and with BTs and helping an artist.
Yeah.
I write about that in my column in the Guild of Insightful Sounds.
Which was, I was going to say.
Thank you.
You send us a column almost every month, the Guild of Insightful Sounds in the Current.
Yeah.
So you can go online at currentonline.com and pull up Al's columns every month.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
that's been great for my career too. I mean, I talk to people as far away as Wixom and Pinckney that so they read my column, which I'm very flattered about. But it got the name. If you're not familiar, it's like Kevin said, the toughest part is getting up on stage in front of a crowd, whether you're a motivational speaker or a comedian. You know, you got to get over that. And being a frustrated former actor, I can identify with a lot of that. But
Well, you get your chance because I've been to the last two shots, and Al has done a little skit, solo skit, playing multiple characters on stage, which is brutally hard to do. You pull it off,
thank you,
man. I feel for him. Like, man, is he going to blow this or what?
Yeah. I appreciate that you think it's hard. It comes natural to me, but I can't do what they do. And as an MC, I'm supposed to be warming up the crowd. You're supposed to be ordering your second drink while I'm up there, so you're ready to go when the stars come up. So I respect them enough not to stand up and try and do stand up. Though sometimes I can be funny talking about Whitmore Lake, but sometimes it's
a one man show I'd like to see. You know, apparently Mike Tyson is doing a one man show on Broadway, and he's been doing this for a while, and it's always sold out. I'd like to see Mike Tyson do Shakespeare.
Where art thou?
I had no idea. That's true.
Where art thou, you bitches?
I had no idea Mike Tyson was doing a one man.
Yeah.
What is it? Just stand up comedy, or
no? I think it's a play based on his life.
Holy Toledo! Wow. Really?
I didn't think he would have the brain power to speak more than three lines that anybody could understand.
You know what? Maybe he's a full blown thespian.
Yeah.
Thespian.
Thespian.
Thespian. Thespian.
Yeah.
I guess apparently too, he even picks on Barack Obama a little bit during it, and you know,
God love him for that.
You know, then in New York, they're very liberal, and the theater district and everything, they heckle him a little bit, and he says, "Please, if I wanted to bang on a skinny black man, I'd call Alicia Keys." I stole that from Lisa Lampanelli, actually.
See, you should do some stand-up, dude. You'd be all right. You'd pull it off.
If I could tolerate people, which I can't.
You get to pick on all the people on the audience. Hey, look at you.
That I could do.
They would kill me, but I could do that. I was a little amazed. Two shows back, the guy did the fat joke, and there was, you know, a larger person in the front row.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that dude's going to get up and beat the living tar out of this comedian. But he was laughing. He took it good. So I guess, you know, if you got a good comedy base behind you, you're good to go, you know?
You know, when I was in my early 20s, I went up to East Lansing, and I saw my, at that time, maybe still to this day, my all-time favorite comic, Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah.
And so I go up there, and I double dated with a guy from work and his girlfriend, and we go up there, and I was really looking forward to this. And it was a sold-out venue, you know, a big crowd. And the drunks ruined the whole thing. You could barely hear what Rodney was saying because you constantly heard this, you know, this chorus of drunks going, "Hey, Rodney, Rodney." I mean, now, if the drunks had something funny to say, like it was a great one-liner heckle, and that'd be fine. But they had nothing, and all they did was drown him out.
Yeah,
and he kept trying to get them to calm down so the rest of us could hear it, and then the rest of the crowd is telling the hecklers to shut up, and you know, to me it was almost like a waste of time and money in that because the drunks were so out of control.
Yeah.
And there's really, I don't think that because it was such a big venue that, you know, if there were any bouncers or whatever, that they could really control any of it.
Yeah.
A lot of drunken students.
I've seen a lot of good comedy in Detroit, oddly enough, and especially in Livonia, Joey's.
Mm-hmm. Joey's,
I think we do have a pretty decent culture of comedy here. Yeah. Sometimes it tends to be a little expensive, depending on the act that's coming in, you know. But that's what's nice about the one here in Whitmore Lake, and I want to see it survive because, you know what, it's nice. You can go see a movie, you can go to dinner, but you know what, it's nice to laugh at somebody besides myself for at least one day a month, you know. And it's good. So I'm really hoping that we can get people to come out to Whitmore Lake. It's a cute little town.
Yeah, when you have a venue like that where it's personal and you're not going to be sitting 70 rows up where you can make a total, or someone can make a total ass out of themselves like what I was describing and get away with it, where this people are probably more respectful and want to be there for the right reasons.
Yeah, and this place.
That's what the comedians have said. Yeah, they appreciate that.
Yeah, and the drinks are not expensive because it's our local bowling alley. It's Whitmore Lake, so they don't charge an arm and a leg. And every ticket I've had so far has been 50% off my first drink.
You got to do pre-sale. You got to get the pre-advance.
Buy the pre-sale
tickets. You can't get that at the door to get that coupon.
Yeah.
So, only sponsors and pre-sale get that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Go to Facebook, look up Comedy and Caffeine, and make your arrangements because it's a pretty cheap night out.
You can get Red Bull to sponsor you. Comedy and Caffeine, dump those Red Bulls into the drinks. Oh, they already have that. It's Buzz Beer on the Drew Carey Show. Remember that? It was a combo of beer and caffeine. Right. That's why it was so wildly popular in the local area.
Didn't they just outlaw putting energy drinks and alcohol together? Because I thought they passed
some
law.
There's a lot of controversy about it.
Yeah. I don't know if Derek, can you look that one up? I would have swore that they made it illegal. And I was like, you want to talk about taking all the fun out of life, you know? Because if I'm going out to a bar like that and I'm going to be up for a while, being my age now, I get a little tired. I'll do the Red Bull and vodka. And I keep thinking, oh, it's going to tear me apart because of, you know, so I'm trying to not listen to that.
So half your heart's asleep and the other half's exploding.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping. Just my right side is sleeping.
The right ventricle is working.
Yes, I just stroked out. One side's not working anymore. I am laughing. I really am.
No wonder you have that Fire Marshal Bill look at times.
After you showed my son, Zach.
Oh, he loved him.
He's been watching Fire Marshal Bill for the last week or
That's
2 weeks
great.
Now that he's been doing it. So.
I got a kick out of Zach laughing at that stuff from the 80s, you know?
You want to talk about slapstick comedy. I don't think it got any better than Fire Marshal Bill from In Living Color.
That
was just craziness. Absolutely crazy. Well, Al, anything else before we're coming up on our hard break?
I just want to put a plug out there for Whitmore Lake in general. There's a lot of thriving businesses. I could start mentioning them, and I want to miss somebody, and I don't want to offend anybody. But there's a lot of good quality people in Whitmore Lake. It's I'm just tickled to death, really that it's working. Our sponsors believe in me and believe in the program, just give it a shot. We're right off the highway, conveniently located. Once you're there, I've had so many people say, "Wow, I didn't think it was this easy."
And Whitmore Lake is a beautiful lake. It really is.
Yeah.
You can rent a boat
and
you can get out on the lake and you can make it. And, the comedy starts at 8.
8, yeah.
Which is nice because we're done by 10, whatever. Instead of being tired and wiped out, you can actually go out and have another drink or stay there and have a drink or even Whitmore Lanes is a really nice bowling alley, too, because they renovated the heck out of it a few years back, and it's a really nice place.
And they've updated the menu recently, I mean, they're really trying, so I'm flattered they're giving me a chance, and for Tanya and John, a plug for them.
Right.
I'm happy to contribute. So.
You mentioned that Whitmore Lake is sometimes considered to be the gateway to Brighton, but it's certainly no Romulus to Detroit.
I think,
Is that what they call Romulus?
No, I just made that up.
They keep pushing
Romulus
that.
Is kind of a less than stellar place.
They keep pushing
Sorry, Romulites.
They keep pushing those Romulans. Or Romulans.
Yeah, Dr. Remulac.
Well, if they keep pushing that train, that silly train for Mahowell to Ann Arbor, whatever, the Wally train. Oh, Mike. I heard a news the other day that the state of Michigan has finally stopped leasing those cars. They've spent like $2 million, and they've just sat there, paid to get them renovated, paid lease on them. They sat there and haven't used them. And now, lo and behold, they say, yeah, we're not going to keep leasing them anymore.
Mm.
God,
sounds like the old Soviet Union.
I want to know who got the payoff on that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Someone really got paid off on that one. All right, well, Al, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for your mentoring.
We appreciate it,
Gary.
And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
All right.
Take care.
We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
The This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Joe Gomez. Shot dead by a police sniper. That's what police believe happened to a man who went on a reign of terror in Dallas, shooting up the police headquarters and planting bombs at the building. The Blaze Radio's Brad James reports.
I was ducking and yelling at my husband to duck that he was being nosy, and I was just scared out of my mind. I was shaking.
That's Kelly Williams speaking to CNN by phone, an eyewitness to the attack on the Dallas police headquarters.
I believe we're blessed that officers survived this ordeal.
That's Dallas Police Chief David Brown, the gunman pulling up to police headquarters in an armored van and opened fire. Bags with bombs found just outside of the police headquarters. One of those bags containing a pipe bomb detonated by a police robot. A SWAT team sharpshooter finally shooting the man inside the vehicle with a .50 caliber rifle. Brad James, The Blaze News.
Hillary Clinton holding her first campaign rally for 2016 in New York City on Roosevelt Island.
I stood up to adversaries like Putin and reinforced allies like Israel, and I was in the Situation Room on the day we got bin Laden.
Clinton also telling the crowd of hundreds that as president, she would defend the middle class.
Prosperity can't be just for CEOs and hedge fund managers.
A prison tailor arrested in connection with the escape of two inmates from a maximum security prison in New York. The Blaze's Tom Peace reports.
Bail will be set in the amount of $100,000 cash.
That's Judge Mark Rogers. Joyce Mitchell, who worked at Clinton Correctional Facility, facing two charges for allegedly helping two convicts escape.
Misdemeanor criminal facilitation in the fourth degree and felony promoting prison contraband in the first degree.
The manhunt for the two escapees continues.
I'm Joe Gomez with news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The 8th Annual Salem Area Historical Society Arts and Crafts Country Fair will take place Saturday, August 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 7991 North Territorial Road in Plymouth, which is the northwest corner of North Territorial and Curtis Roads. SAHS member fee is $20 per 10-foot by 10-foot space or two spaces for $35. Non-members pay $25 per 10-foot by 10-foot space or two spaces for $40. Non-members pay by July 25th and the fee is $22 per space or $2 for $35. There's no electricity. Please bring your own tables, chairs, tents, or space coverings. Home businesses are welcome, but please no garage sale items. Applications due by August 8th and sorry, no refunds. Make checks payable to Salem Area Historical Society. Any questions? Call 248-446-3007 or you can visit sahshistory.org. Crafters are needed for Old St. Patrick's 39th Annual Labor Day Weekend Festival and Arts and Crafts Show. Festival dates are September 5th and 6th. If you are interested in being part of the show, complete the application, which you can find on the website stpatricka2.org. Any questions? Email ospfestival@gmail.com. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com. and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham! Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour radio show, followed at 9:30 by the Christian Science Sentinel program. At 10, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ. And finally, from 11 a.m. till noon, it's the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor. Every Sunday morning, Wham! Offers an opportunity for you to worship wherever you are. And please visit whamradio.com and click on any of the church programs to visit their websites and to find out more about their live services.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of The Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
You know, I got that burning feeling again.
In your fingers?
Mexican food.
Oh. I'm glad you clarified that for me. So good to, you know, I want to say one last thing, you know, from last hour. It's nice. This is a good comedy show. They get quality talent. And for the price, it's really unbeatable. So show some support for that Whitmore Lanes up there. And it's the last Saturday of every month. And they get some good quality people. They're catching the people coming out of the big clubs in Detroit. So it's kind of a really cool thing. So please go up there to Whitmore Lake and check it out on a Saturday night. Whitmore Lanes Comedy and Cafe. Okay, so I was going to do a sponsor, but I'm wore out. You wore me out with the laughter. And I'm still reeling from the Mike, who's the boxer? You were just
Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, doing a show on Broadway.
I believe it's Broadway.
I know he
does stuff in Vegas, too, so maybe it's there and not Broadway, but I know he does a one-man show. I do know that.
I'm going to have to Google that up after the show. Derek, you can Google it up right now. Look, see, the little fingers are just flying like that.
Come to my show or I'll beat your ass.
All right, so the first thing I want to talk about, really this is the only thing I want to talk about for the next half hour, is this trade agreement. I am livid. I am mortified that this could happen. When I heard Paul Ryan basically say the same thing that Nancy Pelosi said about Obamacare, we have to pass it to see what's in it, I was just mortified. Now, I understand what he's saying. He's saying, yeah, we have to pass it to put it out there so that we can turn it down. I'm betting dollars to donuts that you will not turn it down. Have you guys ever in Congress turned down a trade agreement? You know, I've got NAFTA ringing in my ears, and I'm just blown away. And it's the Republicans, for crying out loud. I'm mortified.
Well, you know, the thing is, you mentioned a couple weeks ago about, like, NAFTA. And jobs, and what was the sound that
the sucking sound to the South?
Kind of like Caitlyn Jenner practicing on a chrome trailer hitch. Now, I made that up, and I've been waiting to deliver that line. So
that's a good one, though. You should be doing stand-up comedy. Why don't you come out? We'll get Al to put you up for a warm-up.
So our critic that said everything's scripted, that was scripted by me. You didn't know.
I didn't know that was coming.
But I'll acknowledge that I had that one planned. It wasn't whimsical off the top of my head.
It was funny.
I did some in-depth analysis in my brain to come up with that.
If you could write a few of those for me, it would help me, dude. I'm tired of being the straight guy all the time. But I take that back. I like being straight.
All right. Sorry. I'm done with the comedy for today. I'm sure I've saturated the airwaves with my attempts at it.
All right. Well, I want to start with this first track because it really hit me. This is the failure because Barack Obama went to Congress and tried to lobby this, tried to push this through with the Republicans. Derek, you got that track ready? All right. Listen to this. And then remember that the guy they recognized to come up after they announced the vote is a Republican, and it's Kevin McCarthy from California. He's a Republican congressman. Go ahead and play it.
On this vote, the ayes are 126, the nays are 302. The motion is not adopted. For what purpose does the gentleman from California seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order for the purpose of an announcement.
Without objection. Gentleman's recognized.
Members are advised that we are proceeding to votes on the remaining two motions. I would advise the members that the world is watching, and I encourage every member of the House to vote yes. I yield back.
Without objection, five-minute voting will continue. Pursuant to House Resolution 305, the third portion of the divided question is, will the House concur in the matter preceding Title II of the Senate amendments? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Gentleman from Michigan.
Recorded vote.
Recorded vote is requested. Those favoring a recorded vote will rise. Sufficient number having arisen. A recorded vote is ordered. Members will record their votes.
Okay. The gentleman that called for the roll call or the recorded vote was our own Sander Levin. And thank goodness he did that. Otherwise, they would have just tried to pawn that crap off and nobody would take responsibility for it. So kudos. He's not my favorite congressman. But I'm still blown away this week that I am agreeing with Nancy Pelosi, Sander Levin, Debbie Stabenow, and Gary Peters. I don't think they've changed. They're still against it. I hope they are. When they talk about politics being strange bedfellows, would you have imagined me being on the same side of a vote as Nancy Pelosi?
Mm.
I mean, how long have we been doing the show together? Two years now?
No, I think 3 years? More like over three, I believe.
3 years now.
How long have you been doing the show in total?
It'll be 4 years in October. So I think three and a half, you and I have been together. So in three and a half, 4 years, I've never been on the same side of a vote as Nancy Pelosi. And it just blows me away. I feel dirty.
So you're going to vote a straight Democratic ticket?
There's no way I would do that. Ed, let's take a call from Ed real quick because he's been waiting patiently. Ed from Ypsilanti.
Oh, well, speaking of change, you there?
Did I catch you in the middle of something, man?
It sounded like, your pet Tyrannosaurus Rex eating a dog or something.
You got a raptor in the house there?
Yeah.
No, I'm doing landscaping. That's my hedge trimmer. I understand what you're talking about. See, speaking of changing sides, I realize that Bruce Jenner decides he can be a woman. That white woman decides she could be a black woman. I've decided I'm going to be a Mexican. And I resent Brandon's comment. I'm offended by his comment about Mexican food.
Hey, I love it, man. It burns going in, going out.
So from now on, I'm going to be Mexican. It has nothing to do with my landscaping at the moment. You know, don't be racist with me. However, I find it difficult to believe that my Hispanic brother, Ted Cruz, also voted for this amendment against Pelosi. Like, you're right. The world is turned upside down. What's going on?
The world is turned upside down. And somebody better come out. The Republicans better get off your duffs and explain this to us. Otherwise, you know what? You're just corporate cronies. You're stooges. You're shills for these bankers and these big businesses that want to export our jobs overseas.
But Ted Cruz?
I understand, Ed. It's a wacky...
Hey, Ed.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Ted Cruz, Ed, would say to you, trust me, I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing. Yes, sir. I sent you a couple links in your email.
I saw that. I emailed you back.
Okay. Well, thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. Anything else?
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Yeah, the world is turned upside down.
The world is a vampire.
And I'm feeling like I'm being bled out here, dude. You know, it's one thing to have the Democrats. It's a solid for me, knowing that I'm always going to have the Democrats to complain about. But now it's just, it really is eye-opening to me.
Maybe you should look at the positive side of this. You're well-diversified in that if the Republicans let you down, the Democrats are there for you. And if the Democrats let you down, the Republicans are there for you. It's win-win.
Yeah, you know what?
You're hedged.
I get these people who say, did you ever speak against George Bush when you were, I wasn't on the radio when George Bush was president. But I kind of look forward to seeing Jeb Bush in office because, you know what, I'm going to rip him. Just like I would any Democrat, because obviously they're all the same. I mean, there's no difference anymore. I'd like to know one congressman, Republican, who voted against it. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, like I said, we need some entertainment in the primaries. We need Trump just for the, you know, and Trump will say some good things. I mean, I don't know if I would vote for him for president because he said some wacky things, too. But he would stir up, especially on a trade deal. I would think that Donald Trump would be your guy.
Yes,
because he wants to take on the Chinese big time.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm going to vote Republican probably, unless some libertarian comes out of the blue and has an absolute opportunity to make a difference. I will vote Republican, even if it's Jeb Bush. I'll be sick to my stomach to do it, but I will because I'm not voting for Hillary or Elizabeth Warren or Martin O'Malley.
Come on, man. Get off your Hillary duff.
Well, let me do this real quick before we take another call. So I did put an article up on the Daily Drift today.
Wait a minute. And you know, I thought we were still in the first half hour. We had Alan. I thought we had a whole another half hour to go.
We got
15 minutes.
You got 15 minutes. That's how quick it goes.
Oh.
See how much time flies when you're having fun.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, sorry. Go.
All right. So there's been a 1,037,000 job deficit. U.S. majority-owned multinational enterprises employed 1,106,000 in Mexico in 2012. According to data released by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. But Mexican majority-owned enterprise employed only 68,000 people in the United States. That whooshing sound is happening. And it's going to continue to happen if they go ahead with this fast track TPP, TIP, TPA, PTA, whatever it is that they want to call it. They're exporting jobs. I've got nothing. Any Republican, you cannot make this. I listened to Paul Ryan on Greta Van Susteren, and I wanted to reach through the screen and strangle him. The man is a liar. He's a flat-out liar because there's no way. You know, he keeps saying, well, this is trade is good. It's going to bring jobs to America. You can't compete with jobs when they're making $2 a day in Singapore, China, Korea, wherever the heck it is that they're making these things. It's a false. They're lying to us. They are absolutely lying to us. And you need to get on the horn to your congressmen and your senators and tell them, absolutely not. If you want to sell this load of crap to us, put it online and let us look at it so we can all see. If you're the fact that you're hiding it tells me all I need to know.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Plus, how much credibility does Paul Ryan have, a man that could not stand up to Joe Biden, of all people, in a debate?
Yeah, a man who
that was embarrassing.
Yes, and I could never trust a man who would push an old lady in a wheelchair off a cliff. Oh, no, that was a commercial. Sorry. But right now he's pushing the American people over a cliff. I for him to stand there on television and speak, and even Greta Van Susteren wasn't buying it. I mean, anybody with a half a lick of common sense knows that you are not going to create jobs here by opening up free trade with all these other countries.
Well, you know what? I'm not necessarily against free trade as long as it's not America at a disadvantage and coddling the supposed trade partners.
Right.
Which is always what it seems to come down to.
It's got to be.
They do whatever they want. We can't do anything.
Yeah, it's got to be free, fair, and balanced. And we
and
all
verifiable.
Know.
Verifiable.
Yeah, and it's not because it never has been and never will be. And it's like there's this conspiracy between the Democrats and the Republicans now to absolutely demanufacture the entire United States of America so that we're a bunch of useless hamburger serving wenches and men trying to just get $15 an hour. That's the thing you want to pay us $15 an hour for service, making hamburgers. I'm just living.
Hey. I'll never give 15. Bolshevism.
Let's take a call from Jimmy, who's been waiting patiently. Jimmy from Manchester. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. Jimmy
Mac.
There we go. I heard the little noise there. Yeah, pull your wastebasket over closer. You're standing with Elizabeth Warren, too. She was against us, too. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I would not have believed myself in the position I am in today. And I think every American needs to wake up and realize that every establishment, Republican, Democrat, whatever, who is voting for this should not be reelected because they are taking your jobs away. If you're looking for a job, you're not going to get one. If you've got a job, you might as well kiss it goodbye because you're going to lose it. You know this.
That's right. And Justin Amash voted against us, I'm sure, as far as Republicans go. But I'd like to find out how Dave Trott and
I can tell you, Jay McNally put on his page, Facebook page today. Dave Trott and Mike Bishop both voted for this.
Really?
Yes.
How did Wahlberg vote? Did anybody?
I didn't see Wahlberg on that list, so I'm not sure. I was going to send him a text later on today to find out where Tim stands on this. But the list that I saw, Bishop and Trott voted for this. And you know what?
I'm sure.
Dave Trott is one of the richest congressmen in Congress right now. He's at the top of the list. I think he's in the top 10, believe it or not.
Mm.
And you know who else is in that top 20, I think? Your buddy, Ryan Zinke.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. With Ryan Zinke, I would think that, you know, being a former SEAL Team 6 commander, but I know he started some businesses. He's probably a self-made guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's taking money under the table like the Clintons for their foundation and those speaking fees.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see. That's what I mean. You know, Jimmy, I'm just mortified that some people that I have trusted and have supported are on the wrong side of this. And you have a lot of work to do to change my mind that this is good for the United States. There's just no way.
You know what's going to happen right now, don't you?
I agree.
Ken is going to call, talk about the third party.
Yeah.
Yeah, is he there?
Yeah, Jimmy, anything else?
Well, sure. What I'd like to really point out is that if you take a look at America as a whole, the whole United States and look at the people that really were against this, the unions and whatever. Yes, certainly the unions are doing it for their own selfish reasons. But one of their selfish reasons is to protect the jobs of their members, yeah, so they can get the dues, but all those people are still going to be working tomorrow because this failed.
Yeah.
And they're going to spend all day Monday changing the rules so that they can vote on this again on Tuesday. So this isn't over with. So we've got to really stay diligent. We've got to make sure this goes down again on Tuesday so that then it can go back to the Senate and they'll shelve it for a while and then they'll pull the dust off and bring it out again. But this is the real revolution. This is what's really happening, is that there are certain things that Democrats and Republicans, the common people, the people that actually make the country work, the cab drivers, the carpenters, the people working
drivers.
The factories, you know, the people that work at the radio stations, those are yourselves, you know, we actually make the country work. We're the ones that were against this, and it reflected in that vote. You know, that's a major deal.
Yeah, I think any Republican or Democrat that voted this down and listened to the people voted correctly. Those that voted for it, Mike Bishop, Dave Trott, you're not listening. You're just not listening to the American people. Well, Jimmy, I got a bunch of calls coming in. Thanks, sir, very much for your comment.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, so let's did we lose Ken on line one? Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, just calling again to say that it's unfortunate, and I'm not happy about this, but Republicans continue to prove my point that the Republicans are no different than the Democrats. The Republican leaders believe in big, fat-ass, bloated government, just like the Democrats. And I still think it's foolish to continue to support the Republican Party. I think we're getting to the point now where people need to really start thinking about this. I mean, I don't think that there's a chance of reversing course. I mean,
well, I'm with you, Ken. I'll tell you what. I am looking at the presidential Republican nominees, and you know what? Ted Cruz, you got some splaining to do because you are my number one pick. And as of right now, you're no longer viable to me. You won't get a lick of support from me because I don't understand. You haven't explained it. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want you in the presidency. I don't want you anywhere near it if you support this trade agreement like this.
And, Ken, when I was referring to you earlier, I don't know if you heard me, but I said this is the perfect setup for Ken to call. Trust me, I'm laughing with you, not at you, because I know exactly what you are saying.
Yes, and Ken, I'm tired of always having you be right. What is that?
I know. If you think about it, you know, Ken, he could be patting himself on the back just continuously.
Absolutely. Well, Ken, you keep up the good work. Was there anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say, though, as a Christian and as someone that actually does believe in what the Bible teaches, the decline in the world, the crash of our world, everything morality speaking and what we see in the government, I mean, all this stuff has been told is going to happen, is the direction that we're supposed to be heading. And so when I see what's happening, I'm not panicking because I know what's coming.
Yeah, but I'm hoping myself. I have this little terror with me all the time about, because I'm a conspiracy guy, Ken, you know me. And I think to myself, I better start loading up some food in the basement or doing something. Maybe I'll buy some extra groceries because I am really beginning to worry. And this just threw me for a loop. I feel like I've been dumped. I really
Here's the
do.
One thing that I kind of look at, and this is a way I symbolize it. The decline in the world, the destruction of morality and the fall of mankind is sort of like a runaway freight train that has been divinely instituted. You know, in other words, God has instituted the direction that we're heading. And so what I'm starting to see happen is we have people that are trying to stop that from happening. And instead of saying, okay, this is what's going to happen and let's adapt to it so that the pain is not as severe on us as it can be, we keep trying to stop this freight train. And this is where I see it in politics, where the Republican Party has just shown us that they're just as worthless as the Democrats, and so we're not going to stop the freight train from the Republican Party.
Here's the thing. Where are the Shirley Chisholms and the John Andersons, you know, when you really need them?
Yeah, we need some more John Waynes in Washington, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ken, thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work and keep telling your neighbors to call congressmen and senators.
Take care, Ken.
Take care, Ken.
Remember when Shirley Chisholm ran, I think, in 72? Does that name sound familiar to you?
The name's familiar, but I'm not placing it.
And then John Anderson, I think, in 1980.
John,
dude with the white hair. Yes. He was a Republican, yes. Real liberal Republican, I believe, and he ran as an independent. And I think like Saturday Night Live gave him some presser time.
Well, I tell you what, we need to see some. I'm just blown away. I really am. I can't even fathom. We had Mike on the line, but we lost him. I don't know if he gave up on us or if he got. I might have hit a button in here, Mike. If you're out there, call in before the end of the show. We got a minute or two, but I want to remind people. This is so important. You're talking about, I think this is more important than Obamacare. I think this is more important than ISIS, because you're going to see an influx of immigration. You're going to see, because those H-1B visas that we keep talking about, this is greedy corporate America trying to bring people in to replace you. That's what they're doing. And the Republicans are shilling for this. I can't imagine that we've been betrayed by the Republican Party like this.
So what you're saying is the guys up on your roof pounding those nails, putting the new roof in, will soon be running those lathes in the factory.
Yeah. Well, you know
Even
what?
More so.
I don't know that we have any Democratic Union guys out here, but you know what? Get on the horn and support the Democrats and those conservative Republicans, the real conservatives, who have said they're not going to vote for this. And I'm hoping Tim Walberg has not voted for this. I didn't see him on the list, so I'm praying that that happened, because he is my congressman.
Hey, I got the solution for Michigan. We just need more film credits and expand those fireworks sales.
Now, you know, we're getting rid of, they made a motion or something to get rid of the film office entirely.
Oh, that'd be great. I know they've slashed it. What is it, down to $50 million now?
They were getting ready to completely gut it, and then someone came up with the idea of, let's just get rid of the film office entirely. I don't know if that's gone through, but I think it went through a committee. That was the, so it hasn't happened yet, but that's what they're talking about.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
It's money that just, for me, it's not working. You know, that's a waste of money. I'm sorry. If you can't come here and make a movie on your own accord, go somewhere else,
because
I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
You know, it's nice. I never saw any of the Batman stuff. It didn't do anything for me. You know, I'll go see the movie when it comes out.
You should have gone to see it. I mean, you already paid for it.
I should get a free ticket.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, so make sure that you are calling your congressman. If you don't know their numbers, go to GaryWellings.com, go to TheDailyDrift.com, and find those numbers and emails and call them repeatedly and tell them not to support the trade gig, that the fast track that Obama wants. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, and so I'm going to be gone the next 2 weeks.
That's right.
So I'm taking some days off, so Drake will be here, and we'll do some things. Maybe a little off topic for a change.
Yeah, we're going to deviate from the norm next Saturday. Derek is essentially going to be doing a sports show, and I'm going to be kind of his sidekick and taking some phone calls. And the following week, I'll just leave it up for your imagination, where I'll be taking over and could get a little zany around here.
Yes, I may have to call in, because I'll miss you. See you next week.